This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with a business news tips. Who did this to you? That's what my hairdresser said to me one day when he first met me, and he was pointing out that my haircut was terrible. What he was really doing was playing to my insecurities and to my pain point, the fact that I might be walking around and not looking terrific. And he said, come in tomorrow and I'll fix this for you. And that's how we started at least a decade worth of haircuts. So what is your customer's pain point and how can you help them see it? In other words, let's for example say you're dealing with local businesses and you're selling websites. You could say, hey, look, who built this website? I mean, seriously. And they might say, what do you mean? They say, well, and that's basically addressing their pain point. This is how they reflect their business to the outside world. And you can come along and help them improve that by helping them be aware of it and to start thinking about it. Let's move on to the concept of lead scoring. This is where you place a value on certain customers over other customers. In my shopping cart, for example, whenever I make a sale, it adds points. So my customers add and increase points as they keep purchasing. And now I can sort out a group simply by the number of points they have. So I can say any customers with this many points or more, make a group from them. They're my VIP customers. If I want to invite them to a special event, then I will lead score and I will now use those customers with the highest score as my very best customers. This is working with the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, that your best customers are giving you most of your revenue. So keep working that out by doing lead scoring. Most shopping carts or autoresponders will allow you to add an extra field, and you could simply add 10 points per purchase as a very simple example of lead scoring. You've probably heard of the Google Doodle. It's where they put a new little Google Doodle when there's certain special occasions or events, and they update it often. Why is this important? Well, if you combine this with the fact that Pinterest is getting so popular now, then what it should point to is the fact that you need to be using images in your business. Images drive emotion. Put a brand new image, get your images update, put more focus on design. It's been proven and tested now. Adding images and designs into your business will inject some emotion and increase your sales. Here's a time saver tip. I've been using Siri on my iPhone, and also on the new Mountain Lion software for Mac, you can have speech. And it's simply tapping function twice. Tap, tap, speak, and then tap function again, and it will actually type for you. Now, I am a two-finger typist, so this has been saving me a huge amount of time. I can use it on Skype. I can use it on forums. I can answer emails with it. So if you are not very fast at typing, consider using the new speech recognition software on the Apple devices. I think it's a game changer. Just a word of warning though, some people will think you're a little bit odd if you keep talking to your computer, so you might have to explain what you're doing. If you offer any kind of consulting or high-end coaching, or you have a sales funnel that needs customers to come in at a high price point, I would consider this following setup. Have a video sales letter. That way you're automating your sales script and you're putting it out there where you can have it playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you have finished that video sales letter, what you want to do is have a call to action, and that might be simply to send an email, or it could be to fill out a survey. Based on the survey response or the email response, then you can actually set up an appointment. And once you've done the appointment via Skype or telephone, then you can ask for payment. That is a great way to filter out people who are serious and who are just right for your program. What you don't want to do is just have everyone call you and you having to filter them cold. So run them through a what is this, how does it work, why you should do it type sales letter. Ask for a call to action that requires them to make a step, that gives you input that helps you decide if they're right for you. And then after that, you set up the appointment. That's pretty much the process. If you really want to filter hard, you can even have them pay an application fee, which is fully refundable. I don't do that in my business because I like to have that risk nice and low for the customer, but I'm only talking to qualified people. That means that I can give them more of my attention and more of their time, and I can focus on the people who are just right for my programs. I'm James Schranko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I hope you've enjoyed these tips, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.